From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
65 degrees in Topeka, 72 in Manhattan. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, 3 years after Hurricane Ian struck Fort Myers Beach, Florida, rebuilding no longer makes financial sense for many small businesses.
All of the boutique hotels that are on the island that were washed away, they're all in that same boat.
It all has to do with rising insurance costs and tougher construction codes on that little piece of paradise. We're going to talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
If you have not yet picked up your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, we suggest that you hurry. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra sold out very quickly last year. It is going to happen on Saturday night, December 13th. It's going to be here more quickly than you know. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com or at Liberty Hall. It is all made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Lows in the upper 40s tonight, highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. It is 64 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 72 degrees in Manhattan, 72 in Abilene, 71 in Chanute. It is 3:30.
At least 111 Lebanese civilians have been killed in those attacks. For NPR News, I'm Jane Araf in Amman.
Stocks down across the board on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Term-limited Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has endorsed State Senator Ethan Corson, a fellow Democrat, in his campaign to replace her. Kelly praised Corson when he launched his campaign in July, but she had previously stopped short of endorsing anyone. In a campaign video, Kelly says Corson shares the bipartisan appeal that has allowed her to win and retain the governorship.
Ethan is a true middle-of-the-road candidate who will attract that same broad base of support that is necessary to win, but also to then govern effectively.
State Senator Cindy Holscher and Marty Tooley are also seeking the Democratic nomination. Nine candidates have filed for the Republican primary. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said today that it recently arrested 10 immigrants who lack full legal status through a new collaboration with federal immigration authorities. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says four KBI officers have trained to make immigration arrests through the so-called 287G program. In a press conference, KBI Director Tony Mativi said the individuals had each been convicted of violent offenses, sexual misconduct, or drug offenses.
The KBI is not an immigration enforcement agency, but our mission is to keep this state safe, and removing dangerous criminals from our communities helps keep us safe.
The arrests took place in Hutchinson, Newton, Garden City, and Dodge City. Kansas City, Kansas police now want to spend $5 million to prevent drone attacks during next year's World Cup events. As Sam Zeff explains, a Unified Government Commission committee has been hearing that request today.
The Department of Homeland Security set aside $250 million for law enforcement in the 11 states that either have World Cup matches or are hosting World Cup events. In a memo to the Unified Government, KCK Police Chief Carl Oakman says police can't currently detect a possible drone attack, and this federal money would, quote, greatly enhance our ability to provide full-spectrum protection for the events. The Unified Government expects Children's Mercy Park or the Compass Minerals Sporting Fields to be used by visiting teams. The DHS grants were just announced last week, and the application must be submitted by December 5th, so police are asking for quick action by UG commissioners. I'm Sam Zeff.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. We have a slight chance of showers this evening. Patchy fog is possible after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, turning mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, lows around 40 degrees. It's 3:35.
This is All Things NPR News. I'm Ivana Vasquez-Caldera in San Antonio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, the latest national, international, and regional news, plus tough conversations. Your local host will be Matthew Alchio.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then a network of clinics providing abortions in Maine are now facing funding shortfalls because of a new federal law.
Unfortunately, decision makers in Washington are having such a profound impact on what we can and can't do.
The clinics are no longer receiving Medicaid money for any of the medical services they provide, and that means more than just abortions, lots of things. So the complete story coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
65 degrees in Topeka, 71 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 4.
This is NPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. It is 71 degrees in Emporia and 72 in Manhattan. It's 4 o'clock.
Learn more at Cigna.com. and listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 20% chance of showers this evening, patchy fog after midnight, lows tonight in the upper 40s.
Support for KPR comes from Noto Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, the ACLU says the recent immigration sweeps in Chicago did not actually focus on dangerous criminals.
These are hardworking people who have families and ties to this country and are members of our community.
The Justice Department's own records show that fewer than 3% of those detained had a criminal record of any kind. What is the disconnect going on here? We'll look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered tonight on your KPR One stations, we have evening classical music, 7 to 9 p.m. with Destiny. We will hear music of Tchaikovsky and Chabrier and Borodin. That is followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from Manhattan Arts Center presenting Annie the Musical, featuring songs like Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life, running December 5th through the 7th and 12th through the 14th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org.
20% chance of rain this evening, patchy fog after midnight, lows tonight in the upper 40s. It's 420.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
President Trump hosts Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the White House. There will be an arrival ceremony and a black tie dinner. It's the Crown Prince's first U.S. visit in more than 7 years and the first since Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. We'll follow the diplomatic developments. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., the very latest national, international, and regional news, in-depth reporting, lifestyle things. It's a good way to start off your day, and Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
News headlines coming up next. It's 4:30.
Well, shares of NVIDIA and other AI tech stocks lost ground today over concerns they may be too high or overvalued. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Term-limited Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has endorsed State Senator Ethan Corson, a fellow Democrat, in his campaign to replace her. Kelly praised Corson when he launched his campaign in July, but she had previously stopped short of endorsing anyone. In a campaign video, Kelly says Corson shares the bipartisan appeal that has allowed her to win and retain the governorship.
Ethan is a true middle-of-the-road candidate who will attract that same broad base of support that is necessary to win. but also to then govern effectively.
State Senator Cindy Holscher and Marty Tooley are also seeking the Democratic nomination. 9 candidates have filed in the Republican primary. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said today it recently arrested 10 immigrants who lack full legal status through a new collaboration with federal immigration authorities. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says 4 KBI officers have trained to make immigration arrests through the so-called 287G program. In a press conference, KBI Director Tony Mativi said the individuals had each been convicted of violent offenses, sexual misconduct, or drug offenses.
The KBI is not an immigration enforcement agency, but our mission is to keep this state safe, and removing dangerous criminals from our communities helps keep us safe.
The arrests took place in Hutchinson, Newton, Garden City, and Dodge City. It is once again open enrollment time, and the 200,000 Kansans who shop for health care on the Affordable Care Act marketplace may see a sharp increase in premiums. Enhanced tax subsidies are set to expire at the end of this year. Scott Robinson, an Overland Park resident, pays for insurance for himself and his wife. They're both in their mid-50s. He says their premium will increase from around $1,600 a month to more than $2,000 a month. Robinson says he can afford this, but he really doesn't feel like it's worth it.
Since using the marketplace, the costs have gone up and the care has gone down. And when I say the care, I mean what insurance companies are willing to cover.
Extending tax credits for marketplace plans was one of the reasons for the government shutdown. So far, there is no agreement to extend the tax credits. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 20% chance of showers this evening, partly cloudy after midnight. Could see some fog here and there after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s tonight. Tomorrow, more patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny. We're expecting a high in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 40. Back into the mid-60s for Wednesday and Thursday. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4:35.
It's All Things Considered.
And stay up to date on the news weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. Can't really promise you holiday-themed information, but information you will get. The latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent, from classics to cult. Hours and inventory available online at libertyhall.net.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then a newly discovered comet is getting a whole lot of attention after one astrophysicist implied it could be carrying, wait for it, alien life forms.
All I'm saying is, let's leave this possibility on the table, collect as much data as possible out of curiosity, and figure this out.
Well, I know Kim Kardashian wants to know more. We'll explain the whole situation coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
PR News, this is All Things Considered. Education to supporting artists who are driving change. Pathbreakers is available on podcast platforms. This is NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.5. 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org.
60 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
Riddle, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, with people who answer calls, not machines. Details and information on services provided and available brands is online at stonebackappliance.com.
Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, we have an update of news headlines. We will learn about regicides among ants. Okay? It is called All Things Considered. Lots covered by that. Also in this next 30 minutes, in a sharp rebuke of the president of Ecuador, voters there overwhelmingly rejected his bid to allow foreign military bases, including bases for the U.S. Kerry Kahn will tell us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have evening classical music with Destiny. Tonight, some Tchaikovsky, some Chabrier, some Borodin. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, tune in for This American Life. Do have a slight chance of showers this evening, partly cloudy after midnight. Could see some fog here and there overnight with lows in the upper 40s. More patchy fog tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s tomorrow. It's 62 degrees in Topeka, 69 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Visit in more than 7 years, and the first since Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. We'll follow the diplomatic developments. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to get caught up on all the news from overnight and more.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 5:30.
Take a public vote on maps to counter Democratic redistricting in California and efforts underway in other states. For NPR, I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
Well, stocks finished lower on Wall Street. The shares of NVIDIA and other AI tech stocks lost ground today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Term-limited Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has now endorsed State Senator Ethan Corson, a fellow Democrat, in his campaign to replace her. Kelly praised Corson when he launched his campaign in July, but she had previously stopped short of endorsing anyone. In a campaign video, Kelly says Corson shares the bipartisan appeal that has allowed her to win and retain the governorship.
Ethan is a true middle-of-the-road candidate who will attract that same broad base of support that is necessary to win, but also to then govern effectively.
State Senator Cindy Holscher and Marty Tooley are also seeking the Democratic nomination. Nine candidates have filed to run in the Republican primary. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said today that it recently arrested 10 immigrants who lack full legal status through a new collaboration with federal immigration authorities. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says four KBI officers have trained to make immigration arrests through the so-called 287G program. In a press conference, KBI Director Tony Mativi said the individuals had each been convicted of violent offenses, sexual misconduct, or drug offenses.
The KBI is not an immigration enforcement agency, but our mission is to keep this state safe, and removing dangerous criminals from our communities helps keep us safe.
The arrests took place in Hutchinson, Newton, Garden City, and Dodge City. A small town in southeast Kansas may try to annex land for a solar farm as a way to get around a county ban. The town of Mulberry has a resolution proposing the annexation. The town would then decide on a solar farm, not Crawford County commissioners. Tom Moody is a commissioner for Crawford County's 2nd District.
If it was annexed by a city, then it takes it out of our hands and we put it in Mulberry's jurisdiction.
A moratorium on renewable energy projects is currently in place until the county updates its renewable energy policy. Lows in the upper 40s tonight, highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
America commemorating Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem before the birth of Jesus. For NPR News, I'm Ivana Vasquez-Caldera in San Antonio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to
be... Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. We simulcast on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. It's a great and simple way to get caught up on the very latest news first thing every weekday morning.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, more All Things Considered. We will get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then NPR reports for the first time on some remarks from a Justice Department official who told prosecutors that the U.S. should, and I'm quoting here, just sink the drug boats. These comments came 6 months before strikes began in the Caribbean. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
59 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 6.
From NP, working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.